All right. I'm very excited to be joined for a nice conversation by Jacob Sullivan, who is another one of the FlexPath graduates we're talking to in this series. Jacob, thanks for taking the time to visit with me this morning.
Yeah, no problem.
Before we get into FlexPath and what your experience was like and why it might have made sense for you, I want to know a little bit about you first. What's your story? Where are you from?
Sure. So I was born in Iowa City, Iowa. My mother and I lived there for about a year. And then we actually ended up going to Chicago because she wanted to go to school to become a doctor. So I actually grew up in downtown Chicago for about 14 years. And interestingly enough, I ended up actually coming back to Iowa City to do high school and college. And that's kind of where I am today.
Cool. What was the traditional college experience like for you?
When I first started college, I went to a community college called Iowa Central. And they had a program very similar to Capella's. It's actually called FlexNet. And I actually completed my first 2 years of college online, which I really enjoyed and I was very successful at. But after those 2 years, I went to another traditional college, the University of Iowa, where it was just that traditional format. And to be honest with you, I struggled. You know, I was in that traditional college environment for about 3 or 4 years, and it just was a struggle going through. I think the format really just didn't work for me. I needed to work at the same time, and it was a challenge to make the two work together, and that's why I came across Capella.
Cool. Well, how did you come across Capella, and as you were thinking about a program like FlexPath, why did it seem like a good fit for you?
When I first started out looking at different options, I went through literally hundreds, because as you know, there are hundreds of different online options out there. And for me, what really stuck out with Capella is, one, it was accredited, which is always good, and two, the fact that you had that FlexPath program. To me, it was very unique. I had only seen it once in some other form in that community college, and it was exactly what I needed in terms of flexibility and just really wanting to work at my own pace and get through school in the way that I wanted to get through.
Talk about a program like this, which requires a great deal of self-motivation and independence. Talk about why it was a good fit for you, and it's not going to be a perfect fit for everybody. People who need that structure around them are going to find this a more challenging model. Who are the people for whom this is the right kind of model?
I think that it really does require self-determination. You really have to be motivated to get school done without somebody constantly standing over you watching you, because the reality is the program is set up in a way where you really do have to take ownership of your own learning experience. And historically, that had been a challenge for me, but I think because I had really hit, honestly, rock bottom with my traditional university, I just was not moving forward. That really helped motivate me to get into the right mindset to do a program like FlexPath. So I would also say it's a great fit for people who really need that flexibility for, you know, if they're working or, you know, staying at home with the kids, anything like that, where you really need to be able to have flexible hours around your schooling.
Let me ask this question. Have you been able, you've mentioned kind of fitting this into work and career. Have you been able to take the stuff that you learned in the FlexPath degree program and apply it at work?
Absolutely. In fact, just last week, I took something straight out of my learning experience through some of my leadership courses and implemented it as part of my daily routines at work. I think it's one of the core things that I really enjoyed about my program is that it is so practical in the sense of it applies directly to the work that I'm doing every day.
That's awesome, man. That pumps me up.
Good.
What advice do you have for the people, maybe someone who's just begun the FlexPath program and they need that self-paced model and they need the freedom to be able to fit it into their life the way that makes sense for them? They're just enrolling now. What advice do you have them in order to help them be successful? What worked for you?
I think that it's easy to get overwhelmed at first when you first enter the course. So what I would say is really take the time to read through the material. Utilize the resources. I mean, that's one of the things that really stuck out for me is that there are just numerous resources available for, you know, hey, if you struggle with writing, there's tons of writing resources. There's a whole center developed around it. If you struggle with procrastination, hey, there's tons of resources on that too and ways you can approach that. But I would just say really focus on what's in front of you and utilize all the things that Capella offers in terms of being able to help you through that process. And I would also say that one of the more valuable things for me personally was having that Capella community page on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Reaching out to your peers and other learners that are just starting or have been doing this for a couple of years. That was really helpful for me on some of those days where I was really struggling.
That's great to hear. We have a team that spends a lot of time on the Facebook page in particular, but more broadly, we got a lot of folks at Capella trying to figure out ways to create that sense of community and belonging and being part of something bigger. And it's just great to hear that that was an important part of helping you make this program work for you.
Yeah, absolutely.
You graduated, and are you going to be at commencement coming up in March?
I am. I just got the tickets. I'm really excited.
Awesome. Well, I'm excited to meet you and put a face with a name and shake your hand. You've gone into our MBA program now after getting your bachelor's. Talk about the difference a little bit between the MBA program and the bachelor's program in FlexPath.
The formatting is very similar, but there definitely is an extra level of challenge involved, and, you know, as I think it should be. So, but again, just that format itself is what really works for me. I've gone from working 0 hours a week now to about 50 to 60, and I'm still able to manage that experience through FlexPath just because, again, the nature of what it is allows me to be flexible with my schedule.
That's tremendous. Well, and congratulations on working 50 to 60 hours a week. That's a heck of a deal.
Yeah, it's interesting sometimes, but I love it.
Well, good. Well, Jacob, you've been really generous with your time, and I hope that this serves as kind of a, you know, you were talking about how that sense of community was important to you. I hope that somebody, maybe one person out there who's trying to figure FlexPath out and make it work for them, can listen to this, and this can be kind of part of their sense of community, and they can put themselves in your shoes and see how you made it through and get some inspiration from that and some kind of practical applications about how to think about this going forward. I just really appreciate you taking the time to visit with me.
No problem. And if anybody's listening out there, you're always welcome to message me too. I'm pretty frequently on the Capella forum, so you're always welcome. If you have any questions, you can reach out to me too.
Cool. Jacob, thanks so much for your time, man.
Yeah, no problem. You have a great day.
You too.